Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. We are very fortunate to have His Grace Adikatada Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.29.7 and 8 verses. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for joining today and giving your valuable association and time this morning. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Mataji, can you repeat the verse 4.29.7
and 8.
Okay, thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, thank you so much for joining. My gratitude to Shama Gauri Mataji for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you today. So we'll get started. Let us chant Jai Radha Madhav.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Jayatam Surata Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padamojo Radha Madan Mohano. Divyad Vrindaranyakalpadhrumada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastav Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Preshthalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Srimad Rasa Rasarambhi Vamshivata Tatasthita
कर्षण वेणु स्वनैर गोपीर गोपीनाथाय श्रीयेस्तु नः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोक भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रये। आराध्य भगवान व्रजतनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधु वर्गेण या कल्पिता। श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणममलम् प्रेमः पुमरतो महान् श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरानापरा। आनंदलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमाभ्य दिव्य छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रसप्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योग शिक्षार्थमेक पुरुष पुराण श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीर धारी कृपाम्बुधिर्यस्तमहं प्रपद्ये। कस्तूरिकाभिषयितं किमत्रेऽहं प्रभो स्वस्य मुहुर्वितन्वन्। नैसर्गिक स्वीय शिला सुगंधैर्गोवर्धनो मे दिशतामभीष्टम्। भक्त्या विहीना अपराध लक्ष्ये क्षिप्ताश्च कामादि तरंग मध्ये। कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृंदे नमस्ते चरणारविंदम्। वृंदे नमस्ते चरणारविंदम्। वृंदे नमस्ते चरणारविंदम्। हरे कृष्ण। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, entitled Talks Between Shripad Narad Muni and King Prachini Barhi. We will be reading two verses today, verse number 7 and verse number 8. Verse number 7. बृहद्बलं मनो विद्या उभयेन्द्रित नायकं पंचाला पंच विषयायन मध्ये नवखं पुरम्। सिनोनिम्स बृहद् बलम वेरी वेरी पावरफुल मनः द माइंड विद्यात वन शुड नो उभय इंद्रिया of both groups of senses, nayakam, the leader, Panchalaha, the kingdom named Panchal. Pancha, five. Vishayaha, sense objects. Yad, of which, Madhe, in the midst. Navakham, having nine apertures or holes. Puram, the city. Translation and purport by our most beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Guru Varga ki jai. Translation. The 11th attendant, who is the commander of the others, is known as the mind. He is the leader of the senses, both in the acquisition of knowledge and in the performance of work. The Panchal kingdom is that atmosphere in which the five sense objects are enjoyed. Within that Panchal kingdom is the city of the body, which has nine gates. So the allegorical story of Maharaj Puranjan that was narrated by Shripad Narad Muni to Maharaj Prachini Varhi is very, very instructive for all of us sadhakas, my dear friends. And because Maharaj Prachin Varhi was so engrossed in fruitive activities and mundane enjoyment that spiritually he had become very dull. This is what happens to all of us, my dear friends. We have to be very careful. When we are too much engrossed in mundane activities, when we are not chanting, we are not eating Krishna Prasad, we are not associating with devotees, our intelligence, spiritual intelligence, becomes very dull. And we are not able to understand spiritual truths. It takes some spiritual intelligence to understand spiritual instructions. So Maharaj Prachina Varhi could not understand the allegorical story told by Narad Muni. So he requested Guru Maharaj, he requested his Guru Narad Muni, please be merciful to me and please explain this story to me because I could not understand. This is also very instructive, my dear friends. When we don't understand something, we should not guess and do something. We should not speculate. We should ask. And we should know who to ask. If we ask the wrong people, then we will get confused and we'll get the wrong information. So spiritual life means Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadyakshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshina. We have to ask the tattvadarshi guru. That is very, very important. So Maharaj Prachini Bari asked Narad Muni, can you please explain your allegorical story in more simple words? Please. And there are many examples of this, my dear friends. We see in the next canto, we will see, in the fifth canto, we will see when Jada Bharat, he gives divine instructions to Maharaj Rahugana. Maharaj Rahugana does not understand what Jada Bharat is talking. Again, he was a materialistic king, pious, but materialistic. He could not understand the instructions, the transcendental knowledge spoken by Jada Bharat. So he requested, oh Jada Bharat, please forgive me, I have offended you. Please forgive me. I understand you are a Mahatma, you are a Mahabhagwat, walking on this planet as Avadhut. Now please instruct me again. I could not understand your instructions. Please explain in simple language. In front, this is the king. Maharaj Rahugana is the king of the world. And in front of his servants and attendants, he is offering obeisances to this Narapashu. Jadabharat, who was a Nara, was a human, but he was so, he appeared so dirty that he was almost like an animal living in the forest. So he's called Narapashu. Maharaj Rahukona is asking Narapashu, Jadabharat, Maharaj, can you please explain to me? Guru Maharaj, I could not understand your explanations, your instructions went over my head. They were so exalted, so elevated. Please explain again. And Jadabharat again explains in a simpler way, the same instructions, the knowledge of soul, knowledge of material world, and knowledge of Bhagwan. These three things we have to understand. Who are we? We are Jiva. What is this world? This is Jagat and or Prakriti. And who is God? Who is Bhagwan? Jagdish. So the knowledge of Jiva, Jagat and Jagdish. Jiva, Jagat and Jagdish has to be understood. So again, Jadabharat explains in simple language. And again, one full chapter is spoken again in the fifth canto. And again, Maharaj Rahugana, he petitions Jadabharat. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for explaining it in even simpler language, but I still could not understand. Please explain again. And then third time, Jadabharat explains. So there are three chapters, instructions given by Jadabharat to Maharaj Rahugana. If we don't understand, we must ask. Even Arjuna asks in Bhagavad Gita to Lord Krishna, how can I understand Ivam Vivaswate Yogo, that you instructed Vivaswan, the sun god? You are only 100 years old. The sun has been shining for millions and millions of years. How can I understand that? Please clarify this doubt. And Krishna immediately clarified that he is Bhagwan. He is eternal. The sun is his creation. So like that. When we have doubts, we must go to the right person. We must go to the right person. Please remember this. Many times we have doubt and we just ask the next senior devotee we see. No. A sincere devotee will ask the right person. And Maharaj Prachini Bhari asked Narad Muni, please explain. And Narad Muni is explaining. So here he's explaining that this Panchal kingdom is the atmosphere in which all the sense objects are there, that we can enjoy. Shabda, sparsha, rasa, roop, gandha. These five types of sense enjoyment are there, sense objects are there. With our ears, shabda, we can hear nice, sweet voice of the opposite sex. That is the ether, hearing, shabda. Then vayu is sparsha, sense of touch. Nice, nicely packaged, opposite sex, touching, sparsha, shabda sparsha. Then there is roop, the form. The form has to be nicely packaged. It's all material packaging. We are all the same soul. Mame vamsha jiva loka jiva bhuta sanatana mana shashtani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. The most attractive person of the opposite sex is actually the same jivatma as us. There is no difference. Jivara swarubhaya krishnara nityadas. Same, but it is just packaged differently. The anatomy is different. The clothes are different. And we identify so much with our clothes that this cloth of mine has to touch your cloth and that will be so much sense enjoyment. Ah, actually we are all same souls. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, quoting from Padma Purana, you take a tip of a hair, you divide it into 100 pieces, take one of those 100 pieces and divide them further into 100 pieces. That is the size of the soul. Mame amsha, we are amsha of Krishna. A jiva, we are a jiva. And we have come into this jada jagat. There are two types of jagats. There is jada jagat and there is chid jagat. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, the jada jagat is this material world. And there is chid jagat, which is a spiritual world, which is eternal, full of bliss, no anxiety, Vaikuntha. So, we are stuck here in this material world, identifying with the packaging of material nature. We think, I am this kurta, and I want something that is attractive, something that is sensually very appealing. That is the whole concept of maithun. That is the whole concept of sense gratification. And therefore this world is a jail called maithun adhar. It is a jail of lust. And at different phases of our human life, this lust manifests in different ways. A small child is not lusty for opposite sex. But a small child has the kaam, has the desire to eat. They may have annamay kosh. I just want to eat, put everything in the mouth and eat. You grow a little bit more, you want ice cream, you want lollipops. You want to play, you want to do this, do that. Just enjoy in this material world. You become little more old, then you want to get into sports. Little more organized sports. Not just playing with some toys. Now I want pads, I want bat, I want helmet. I want a baseball bat, I want a basketball, I want a nice basketball hoop. It should be 10 feet high, not more, not less. Or I want to play football, American football, and I want to have those cleats to run and so many helmets and so many things. I want a referee, I want this, I want to play, I want people sitting and watching me in my high school games. It becomes more organized. But the whole concept is sense enjoyment. You grow a little bit more and then you want the pleasures of the opposite sex. We want the pleasures of the opposite sex. And then you grow a little bit more, you hit the middle age years. That desire still remains. But now there are other desires. I want to be recognized in my career. I want to have money. I want to portray an image of success. Yes. Adi Gadadhar Das. I am 40 years old. Now I am at the middle of my career. I am at the peak of my career growth. And I want to show how successful I am. I must have a luxury car. I must have a luxury home. I must have a nice vacation which has to be put on Facebook. Everybody should know that that boy is successful man now. So this type of prestige, recognition, honor, we are craving. Now this is the lust, transformation of kaam. This is the kamana. This is the desire we have now. See how as we are aging, lust is transforming and taking different shapes. Lust doesn't always mean attraction for opposite sex. That is predominant in the teenage years, in the youth, even in middle age, it is predominant. It may be there even in old age. But its lust also expands itself into other things. And you become even older and now you want the pleasure of a harmonious family life. I just want my children to settle down nicely. I just want my children to get along with each other. I just want to have enough money in my retirement account so I can live peacefully. I just want peace. I remember talking to one senior person once, not a devotee, but somebody I was connected with in school, one of my teachers. And I met him when I was leaving India. I met him and took his blessings and thanked him for teaching me. He was one of my tuition teachers. And I told him, sir, please, is there anything I can do? Anything I can pray for you in particular? I can pray to Krishna. Anything you want me to pray for you? I don't know when we will meet again. He said, Abhay, just pray that I have a harmonious family life. He was retired. I want to have a harmonious family life. My sons must get along. My daughters must get along with each other. They should live. They should not fight over things. I just want to spend time with my grandchildren. I want to help in the upbringing of my grandchildren. Oh, they are so sweet. Please pray that I'm able to meet them more often. I want to play with my grandchildren. Please pray that the arthritis in my knees doesn't bother me. So all these desires come up as the age changes. But underlying principle of lust remains. It is that lust which is expanding and transforming into different forms. But the underlying principle is sense gratification. As a child, we wanted sense gratification by eating. As a young youth, we wanted sense gratification by playing. As a teenager, as a young man or woman, we wanted the pleasures of sex. Then we wanted the pleasures of money so we can eat the best food, enjoy the best vacations, enjoy the best stability in life. Growth in life, something we can be proud of, something we will be glorified for, something we will be looked up to. All those subtle desires develop. And then attachment to family, children, grandchildren. It is such a big attachment in this world. I have seen in so many of my seniors. They become extremely attached to grandchildren. Why? Because children have disappointed them. Children have disappointed, and now their hope is that at least my grandchildren will not be rascals. At least they will love me unconditionally. At least they will innocently come and ask me, grandfather, grandmother, how are you? They will speak their sweet broken words. Oh, how much pleasure I will get. But we have developed no attachment for Krishna. Life has just gone by and lust has changed its form and shape and had us completely trapped from birth to death. And then we take another birth many times in the same family because we are attached to the grandchildren. Hare Krishna. And our imprisonment continues. Our imprisonment continues. Birth after birth. Maithun Agar. Alcatraz or some name was there. Is some prison. It is off the coast of, I think, San Francisco. It's a prison. It's an island. And around that island in the ocean, there are sharks. Very high security. There are cameras. There are electric fence. If you try to escape, you touch the fence, you'll get electrocuted, barbed wire, machine gun wielding, security guards. Every few hours, there is a head count. Very, very high security jail. The most dangerous criminals are imprisoned there. And even from there have been a few odd cases of criminals escaping. They have made the most innovative boats from shoe material and other things, rubber. Somehow they have made and they have escaped from the highest security prison. Even just a few years ago, I remember, two prisoners had escaped from a jail in New York. And they tried to escape. Both of them were caught later on, but it took many days. It was a massive manhunt. One of them was shot dead because he had a shotgun. He went through into the forests of New York, upstate New York, and he found a cabin that is used by hunters. And there he found a shotgun, and he was armed with a shotgun. When the police encountered him, he tried to shoot them, so he was shot in the head. But his other accomplice, the younger one, he ran all the way to the Canada border. He was about to cross the border and escape when an officer saw him and shot him. Not fatally, just shot him and then overpowered him and he was put into jail. So the point is, even from the highest security jails, people can escape. And how these people escaped, these two criminals escaped? They made friendship with a female jailer. And they had a physical, intimate relationship with her in the jail, with the jailer. And she was attracted to them. And they had many, many times interactions in the jail. And she got special permission for them to eat meat from outside. And in the slabs of meat, red meat, she would stick a small knife, hide it inside the big blob of flesh, meat, and she would put it through the security of the jail and give it to these two criminals to eat. And then they would remove that knife and hide it, and then they cut the wall at night, went into the plumbing of the jail, and through the plumbing system, they came out on the road outside the jail and escaped. It was in the newspaper a few years ago, 5-6 years ago. So how again they escaped this jail, and why this lady, this female jailer, helped them escape? Because she was sexually attracted to them. And her plan was to escape with them. She was supposed to meet them near the opening of that manhole on the street, sewage system. She was going to pick them up in her car, and they were going to drive in her car, the three of them, all the way from New York to the Mexican border, cross the Mexican border, and live forever, happily ever after in Mexico. That was the plan. But this lady got scared at the last minute and she didn't show up. So these two men had to run. Now they couldn't run to Mexico, so they were trying to enter Canada through upstate New York. But they were caught. And this lady was also discovered, and she was also arrested and punished. So just see the power of lust. And this lady was quite old. She was a middle-aged lady. But see, lust doesn't go. It is so scary. So this prisons, highest security prisons, can be escaped. But look at this Durga, look at this Maithunagar, look at this prison house in which we are living, my dear friends. Think about it. There are no shackles here. There are no security guards here. There are no cameras. There are no high walls. Nothing. We have free will. We have transcendental knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. But look at the beauty of this prison. There are no chains, no shackles, no gates, no doors, no bolts, no locks, no security cameras, no security guards. But no one wants to escape this prison. Krishna has designed, Durga Devi has designed this prison in such an expert way that nobody wants to escape. We want to stay here. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti hayamalayam sheshasthavaram icchanti kim aascharyam atha param. Nobody wants to escape. Sheshasthavaram icchanti. Everybody wants to stay here. This is such a jail that we are being tormented here by janma mrutyu jara vyadhi, birth, old age and disease. There is a trishul of the three kleshas, adidevik, adhyatmik, adibhautik. Misery is created by our own body, by other living entities and by divine forces. But still, even though we are suffering in this material world, in this dukkhalayam ashashvatam, no one wants to escape. Think about this. Nobody wants to escape. Talk to anyone in your office. What is your aim? I want to go on the Alaskan cruise. I want to become a millionaire. I want to invest in these stocks. I want to do this. I want to buy a bigger house. I want to move into that neighborhood. I want to move into that city. What nightlife Chicago has. I want to go to Chicago. These are the talks I hear from my physician colleagues. Nobody wants to escape. There is no talk of getting out of this material world. Sheshasthavaram icchanti. We just want to be comfortable here. This is the beauty of this prison house. No doors, no gates, no locks, but nobody wants to escape. Nobody wants to escape. Why? Because there is sense gratification. And we feel the sense gratification is the ultimate. Someday I will achieve the perfect balance of enjoyment in this world. I will be so well situated materially that I will achieve that perfect balance where I will be very proud of my enjoyment and everybody will be envious of me. Neighbors envy, owners pride. Hare Krishna. Like they say, Onida TV advertisement. No. This material world is designed in such a way that nobody wants to escape because we are under illusion, avidya. And Srila Prabhupada came and gave us vidya of Chaitanya Charitamrita, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why we chanted, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshardameka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. Shaka. The roots are upwards and the branches are down. And it is nourished by the fruitive activities of the Vedic hymns. And Krishna says, we must identify this illusory tree. It's an inverted reflection of the spiritual world. Everything is opposite in this material world, inverted. So we should identify and we should cut down this deep-rooted tree with the sword of detachment, transcendental knowledge and detachment. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshardhameka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripambudhiryastamaham Prapadde. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Kripa Ambudhi. He is the ocean of Kripa. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, his Karuna Sagar. Why? Because he is teaching us Vairagya and Vidya. He's destroying our avidya and he's making us detached from this material world, but not just detached from this material world. More importantly, Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada are making us attached to Krishna. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hemabhya Divya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema. He's giving us this Mahaprem. He's Ananda Leela. He's giving us Ananda Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is Ananda Leela. Krishna's Leela is Ananda Leela. And there is no Anand in this material world. They are giving us a higher taste. They are giving us a higher taste. Param Drishtvani Vartate. That is the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear friends. We have to understand, lust is keeping us imprisoned in this house. And all different types of sense gratification are just like stool, my dear friends. Think about it. It is stool, human excrement. What does a pig like? Pig likes to eat stool. He will go in a nali, he will go in a tunnel and eat stool. And this material sense gratification, whether it is sexual intercourse, whether it is money, whether it is vacations, hotel, good cars, good houses, good restaurant food, whatever it is, power, prestige, recognition, respect in this world, all these things are stool. They are stool, human excreta. And who will delight in them? Pigs. Do we get attached to our excrement? Do we get attached to our stool? No, we just flush it down. Do we feel sad? Oh, I lost my stool. I flushed it down. Oh no, I will never see you again, my dear stool. No, we don't think twice before hitting that flush button. Gone. Good riddance. But in this material world, we collect, we hold on to stool like sense gratification, leaving behind service to Krishna. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hemabhya Divya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasapradaya Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Where is Chaitanya Chandra? Where is Gaur Leela? Where is that dancing in Srivasangam? Where is that sweet Nam Sankirtan? Association of devotees, Prabhu Kahe Vaishnav Seva Nama Sankirtan Duikara Shigra Pave Krishna Racharan. Where is Vaishnava Seva? Where is Nam Sankirtan? forgetting all that, we are enjoying like pigs enjoying stool in this material world. Pigs, like, there are two types of stool, my dear friends. Let us analyze this. There are two types of stool. There is wet stool and there is dry stool. Wet stool and dry stool. We know what we are talking about. Wet stool and dry stool. If you give pig dry stool, the pig will not really enjoy. But what does the pig like? The pig likes hot, wet stool. Therefore, I remember when I was very small, we had dabba latrines. Has anybody seen a dabba latrine? The place where I grew up, there were dabba latrines. Dabba latrine means it's a latrine. It's a Indian type commode where you have to sit and pass. And there is a hole and all the stool, it collects in a container down below, 10, 15 feet down. And then every day it is collected and thrown. And it all collects in a big container where there's all stool, very foul smelling. And I remember there used to be dozens of pigs there. And as soon as the stool falls, they will go and eat the hot, wet stool. Sorry for being so gross. Sorry for talking about disgusting things. But please, this is important for us to understand. There is a correlation here. Pigs like to eat wet stool. And all the material enjoyment in this world is either dry stool or wet stool. The enjoyment that the less fortunate people are enjoying, it is like dry stool. And the enjoyment that the wealthy people, so-called more affluent, more fortunate, so-called materially fortunate people are enjoying, having a corporate job, driving that luxury car, working in a nice office, wearing a nice suit, having respect, having the latest phone, latest iPhone, having the latest, smartest apps and gadgets, the most high quality printer, everything nice, the best backyard, the best front yard, the best house, the highest paying job, the best upward curve on the career. How I have made progress in my career. Having the most harmonious family life. You may project a picture of two children, three children, a nice family photo, beautiful wife, and nice clothes, and nice smile on the face. Click, Kodak. All these things that you want to project, they are like wet stool. Dry stool is not very palatable for the pig, but wet stool is very palatable. But all these certification devoid Guru and Gauranga is like wet stool, my dear friends. That is the only difference. We may feel I have got a green card, I'm in America, I'm in a nice neighborhood, I'm in this, or I'm in India, a nice city, Bombay, I'm well off, I've got this salary, that salary. So I'm materially well situated, I'm successful in this world. But this is like enjoying wet stool. That is all. Others are eating dry stool and you are eating wet stool. What is the big deal? What is the difference? Sense enjoyment, sense gratification is stool, period. Either wet or dry. That is a detail, but it is a stool. And we have to detach ourselves from sense gratification. And the only way we can do it is if we develop rati for Krishna. If we develop attachment for Krishna, love for Krishna. Therefore, we must practice Krishna consciousness very nicely. If we practice Krishna consciousness very nicely, Guru Gauranga Gopinath will give us taste. And when we get taste, then we will give up the lower taste of stool. Even the wettest stool will not allure us anymore. Even the most beautifully packaged form of the opposite sex will not tempt us anymore. What is it? We are both Jivara Swarupai Krishna and Nityadas. What is this? It's just your skin that is in a particular way. You have got some tissues at the right places. And why am I getting attracted? We are supposed to serve Krishna, Baba. We are supposed to serve Krishna, Guru and Krishna. We are all children of Krishna. We have to serve Krishna. We have to work together. Why am I getting attached? What is the sense gratification? It just leads to guilt. It's just a waste of time. It just increases the bodily identification of the soul. So we must practice Krishna consciousness very nicely. Otherwise, we'll be swept away by Maya. Unless we develop a higher taste, how can we give up the lower taste? Let's read the purport. The mind is the center of all activities and is described here as Brihat Bala, very powerful. To get out of the clutches of Maya, material existence, one has to control his mind. According to training, the mind is the friend and the enemy of the living entity, my dear friends. The same knowledge is there in Bhagavad Gita. An uncontrolled mind is the worst enemy, and a controlled mind can be the best friend. Mind is very subtle. We cannot see the mind on any CT scan or MRI. We can see the brain, we can see the heart, we can see the lungs, we can see the blood vessels, we can see the lymph nodes, we can see the bones. We cannot see the mind. Why? PET scan, MRI, CT scan. Why they cannot see the mind? Because mind is very subtle. Mind is very subtle, but it is mind only which can make or break us. Uncontrolled mind can make us Ajamil. And a controlled mind can make us Ambarish Maharaj. Savai Manah Krishna Padaravindayor. His mind is engaged in serving the lotus-eyed Lord. Mind can make us or break us. Very important to control the mind. We cannot do without mind. As long as we are in the material world, we have to have a gross and a subtle body. Gross body changes with every birth. Subtle body remains same as long as we are in this Brahmanda. But when we go to spiritual world, the subtle body ceases to exist. And only our spiritual form will be there. If one gets a good manager, his estate is very nicely managed. But if the manager is a thief, his estate is spoiled. Srila Prabhupada gives that example. He had a pharmaceutical business. And some of his employees, they were illegally selling drugs. Prabhupada's employees, when Prabhupada was a grihastha. And Prabhupada got a letter from the state government that these people are selling all these medicines illegally. And they gave a notice to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada wrote a letter to the state government that I am very sorry. I did not do this. My employees are there to help me in my business. And without my knowledge, without my approval, they have done this. So please, I apologize and I will make sure it doesn't happen again. I will take rectifying steps. And Prabhupada did that and nothing happened after that. But Prabhupada was explaining in a lecture that it is my responsibility to make sure that as a manager, it is my responsibility that everything is managed nicely. If the employees are thieves and rogues, then everything is spoiled. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that the mind is like the manager and the five other senses are subordinate to the mind. The gross senses, eyes, nose, tongue, ears and skin, which perceive shabda, sparsha, rupa rasa gandha, these five things, hearing, touch, form, smell and taste. With the gross senses, these five senses are subservient to the sixth sense. Manah shashtani. The sixth sense is mind. Manah shashtani indriyani prakratisthani karshati. Working very hard in this material world because we are identifying with the mind. Talk to anybody, my dear friends. They unknowingly, subconsciously identify not with the soul, but with the mind. They cannot distinguish between their mind and themselves. Everyone, they are identifying with the mind. Manashashtani indriyani prakratisthani karshati. Because of misidentification of the self with mind, they are still remaining in this material world. But the moment you identify yourself as a soul, eternal soul, jivera sorubhai krishna ranityadas, then immediately you transcend the subtle body and you go to the spiritual world. Remember, subtle body will be the same as long as we are in this material world. Gross body changes with every birth. Subtle body remains as long as we are in the material world, and spiritual body is eternal. It will remain as it is in this world and in the spiritual world. Similarly, in his material conditional existence, the living entity gives power of attorney to his mind. Just like a millionaire who has a company will give the power of attorney to the trusted manager. You manage the estate. You manage this company. And he trusts the manager. Similarly, in this material world, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that we have given the power of attorney to the mind. The mind is the manager of the five employees, the five senses. Now tell me, my dear friends, how important it is to have a loyal mind, a well-controlled mind. Therefore, mana shiksha, we have to train the mind. As such, he is liable to be misdirected by his mind into enjoying sense objects. The mind can trick us into enjoying sense objects. We are not enjoyer. We are enjoyed by Krishna. We are supposed to serve Krishna. Our enjoyment, our pleasure is in serving Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Srila Ambarish Maharaj therefore first engaged his mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Savai Manha Krishna Padaravindayo. When the mind is engaged in meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord, the senses are controlled. This system of control is called Yama. And this means subduing the senses. Yama means to control the senses. If we don't control our senses, then we'll have to face punishment of Yama, Yamraj. This system of sense control is called Yama. And this means subduing the senses. One who can subdue the senses is called Goswami. But one who cannot control the mind is called Godas. We have to not become Godas. We have to become Govindadas. The mind directs the activities of the senses. Because he's the manager. Mind is the manager. The mind directs the activities of the senses, which are expressed through different outlets, as described in the next verse. Verse number 8. Akshini nasike karanam mukham shishna gudaviti dve dve dvaro bahiryati yastad indriya samyutaha. Akshini, two eyes. Nasike, two nostrils. Karanam, two ears. Mukham, mouth. Shishna, genitals. Gadav, rectum. Iti, thus. Dve dve, two, dwarav, gates, bahi, outside, yati, goes, yaha, one who, tat, through the gates, indriya, by the senses, samyutaha, accompanied. So two eyes, two nostrils, so that makes it four, two ears makes it six, mouth makes it seven, genital makes it eight, and rectum makes it nine. So there are nine gates in this city called human body. Translation. The eyes, nostrils, ears are pairs of gates situated in one place. The mouth, genital and rectum are also different gates. Being placed into the body, having these nine gates, the living entity acts externally in the material world and enjoys sense objects like form and taste. We discussed. There is Shabda, Rupa, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. These five outlets we try to enjoy in this five ways. Purport. Not being aware of his spiritual position, the living entity directed by the mind goes out through the nine gates to enjoy material objects. Because of long association with material objects, he forgets his real spiritual activities and is thus misled. The entire world is going on being misled by so-called leaders like scientists and philosophers who have no knowledge of the spirit soul. Scientists and philosophers, they have no knowledge of the spirit soul. How can we trust what they are saying? How can we accept them as our leaders? Srila Prabhupada is our leader. Our acharyas are our leaders. Shripad Narad Muni is our leader. Thus the conditioned soul becomes more and more entangled. Because Sumanda Matayo. We don't have proper advisors. We get more and more entangled. What are the characteristics of people of Kali Yuga? Prayanalpayushya sabhya kalavasmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upatruta. Alpayushya, we are short-lived. Prayanalpayushya sabhya kalavasmin yuge jana manda. We are foolish, we are less intelligent. Sumanda matayo, we don't have proper advisors. Manda bhagya, we are most unfortunate. Upadhrutam, we are always disturbed, always plagued by different disturbances. Therefore, we are not able to control the mind. The whole environment is so polluted. So polluted. I remember, my dear friends, I was doing my surgical residency in the year 2004, 5 and 6. In 3 years, I was working in a rural hospital in the interior regions of Vidarbha. Rural. Very traditional people. They eat Jhumka Bhakar, very simple. They speak Marathi, and many of them, at least in 2003, 4, 5, 6, those years, they had no cell phones. Very, very simple people, village people. Their breakfast, lunch and dinner is Jhumka Bhakar. Or if there is no Jhumka, they will just make some Bhakar. Bhakar is like a roti made from Jawar, whatever local they are growing crops. They stock it up for the whole year and make simple flat bread and eat. If there is nothing, they will just take oil. Oil also made from peanuts, which they grow. Oil, and they will put some til. So til, oil, some chili powder, red chili powder, and bhakar. That will be their breakfast, lunch, and dinner, if nothing else is there. So very simple people. And there were some village schools in the villages, and very, very simple lifestyle. I didn't see so much problems that we see in an urbanized place. But still, there is so much influence, because somehow or the other, they have TV. They have TV, cable TV. So much influence. And I remember one summer, I joined in summer, and I had just been promoted to a PGY2, second year resident, when we have, you know, more authority and we can actually take patients, make decisions, take patients for surgery. So I remember I was on call as a second year resident in general surgery, and I admitted the daughter of one of my friends, one of the employees of that rural hospital. I knew him, and it was summer, and the summer holidays had just started. And this girl was 15 years old. She was 15 years old, and she had just finished her 10th exam, 10th standard exam, which is a big exam in India. It is the first board exam, 10th. Second board exam is 12th. So she had just taken her 10th exams, and she came with right-sided abdominal pain in the lower belly. Right side, lower belly, it was hurting. Young 15-year-old girl. She came with her father, mother to the emergency room. In India, we call it casualty department. So she came there, and I was called because it was acute abdomen. So I was called as a surgeon. So I saw, examined, and she was exquisitely tender on the right lower belly. It looked like a textbook picture of appendicitis. The age, 15-year-old, you know, age matches. Appendicitis many times is seen in young teenagers. So 15-year-old girl, right-sided abdominal pain, sudden onset. She had nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, and she was very tender. I made a clinical diagnosis of acute appendicitis. Fortunately, we had sonography in that hospital. So I said, but just to confirm, we will get an ultrasound. I said, I'm pretty sure this is appendicitis. And I even booked the operating room that in half an hour after the ultrasound, I will be bringing this patient and we'll remove her appendix. I had no doubt in my mind that this is appendicitis. I ordered some basic blood tests. I wheeled her for the ultrasound. And I remember, because in India, in that rural hospital, we didn't have so many ward boys. So we would sometimes wheel the patient ourselves. And this was the daughter of one of the employees. So, you know, I can never forget this. The father, the mother, the 15-year-old girl, and myself. I wheeled her to the sonography ultrasound suite. And I told the father, you wait outside. I told the mother, you come, because she's a young girl, you come, and we'll do the ultrasound. So we went, and we were going to do just the transabdominal ultrasound. So we just went and took her inside. And I remember there was a female radiologist, also a resident, second year resident, radiology resident. And we asked her to lie down on the table, put the ultrasound on her belly. And then we were doing ultrasound. And what did we find? We found an ectopic pregnancy. Her pain was because of ectopic pregnancy. Ectopic pregnancy means the pregnancy is not in the uterus. It's not in the womb, but it's outside in the fallopian tube. And it's a very dangerous condition. It's a medical emergency. So we have to immediately take her to the operating room. Now, I will not take it. The gynecologist will take now because it's a gynecological problem. But we were shocked. To confirm, we called the radiology attending. Please come and confirm, because it was shocking in front of the mother. She's a girl who never leaves her home. The only time she left her home was when she took her 10th exam, completely protected by the parents. And she's pregnant. It was unbelievable. Can you imagine my shock when I had to take the father and mother outside and reveal to them that this is not appendicitis, this is ectopic pregnancy. They started screaming. They were about to beat that girl. I said, no, don't do that. No, she's a patient. She's in distress. This is a medical emergency. Please don't be harsh on her. Whatever happened, happened. And she started crying. And then when the gynecology resident came, you know, after the surgery, everything was over. And when she was recovering, the parents couldn't believe it. They had to know what happened. So they asked her how this happened. And she said, in the examination hall, I met a boy. We were writing our exams together. And one day after the exam, we waited back in the school, the center where we were taking the exams. So just see the influence. We are surrounded by all this negativity, lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, false ego is all around us, my dear friends. Nobody is safe in Kali Yuga. A 15-year-old girl of a nice, well-to-do, middle-class, educated parents. It was such a shocker, eye-opener. I had never seen that. So, lust, the point I'm trying to make is we have to be always on guard, because we inherently have these anarthas within us, and anytime they can sprout. We see the story of Pururava Maharaj. Pururava, we see it in the 9th canto. Such a great, he was a son of Ila and Buddha. In the line of Soma, the moon dynasty. And this Pururava was a very, very handsome king. Very, very handsome king. And he was beautiful like the Cupid. He was so attractive that Apsara from Indra's court, the famous Urvashi, she became attracted to this Pururava. Urvashi had a curse that she had to spend some time on the earthly plane. So she said, if I have to go to earth, I might as well be the consort of this very handsome, learned, aristocratic, dynamic king called Maharaj Pururava. So she came with all her beauty and charm in front of Pururava. And she said, I'm very attracted to you, Maharaj Pururava. And Maharaj Pururava looked, and the arrows of Cupid just pierced his heart. He was very educated, very aristocratic. He was the king of the whole world. Very pious king, Maharaj Pururava. But when he looked at Urvashi, he was finished. He was overcome by lust. That's why a very important principle is we should not look. Dhyayato vishayam pumsa. Sangas teshu pajayate. Sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho vijayate. Krodhat bhavati sammohan sammohan smriti vibhrama. Smriti bhramashat buddhi nasho buddhi nashat pranashyati. But it all begins with dhyayato, by looking. Therefore, there is all this pornography industry, internet browsing. This is horrible. Just by looking, we are putting fuel in the fire of lust, which is already burning. We must take care. We must be very careful not to do that. Every time we fall down, we are making the bad dog more powerful because we are feeding the bad dog inside. What is the hope that one day the bad dog will die if you feed and nourish him and you starve the good dog? We have heard that analogy. Within us, there's a good dog and a bad dog. The bad dog is a dog that wants lust, pride, ego, envy, greed, anger. So once we succumb to these anarthas, every time we succumb to these anarthas, every time we obey the calling of these anarthas, we are making the bad dog stronger. We are feeding the bad dog. We are giving him the bone and the meat and the flesh that he wants to eat and become strong, and then he will bark even louder. And the poor good dog is being pushed in a corner, being starved. But every time we say no to temptation, every time we feel like browsing the internet and we say, no, I will watch Prabhupada's video, and you put Prabhupada's video, you watch Gaur Govind Maharaj's video, you look at our acharyas instead, you make a right choice, you are feeding the good dog, and the good dog becomes stronger and the bad dog becomes hungrier and weaker. He will howl and bark, but you have to neglect it. Rascal, bad dog, sit, hit. You have troubled me life after life. Shut up, I will not feed you. You starve to death. And feed the good dog. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. No, I will look at the Mangalarti Darshan. I will look at Srila Prabhupada. I will look at my Guru Gan. I will look at the lectures of the devotees. I will not look at pornography. I will not browse the wrong things. But just by looking at Urvashi, Pururava became mad. He said, oh, it is the will of providence that you have come before me. Even I want to enjoy with you. You're so beautiful. Urvashi said, yes, I also want to enjoy with you, my handsome Pururava Maharaj. But I have got three conditions. Oh, you ask me anything, I will give you to enjoy your physical beauty. I will do anything. The whole world is at my command. I am the king. Tell me what you want. Oh, I am from the heavenly plane. You must feed me food, delicious food, which is cooked only in pure ghee. No oil, pure ghee. Oh, yes, yes, yes. No problem, no problem. Pure ghee, I will give you pure ghee, don't worry. What else? Oh, I have got these two little lambs from the celestial plane. They are my pets, they are like my children. You must always protect these two lambs. They are like my children. Oh, how cute, your two little lambs. Mary had a little lamb, yes, yes, no problem, I will cuddle, I will fondle, I will take care, I will protect these two lambs. They are my pets also. They are like my children also, Urvashi. Come, come, come. Oh, wait, I have a third condition. I am very dignified. I am from the celestial plane, very cultured. You should never appear naked in front of me unless we are in bed together. But at other times, I should never see you naked. Promise? Yes, yes, I will never do such a thing. Chi, 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 thu. I will never do such a thing. How horrible. Why should I come naked in front of you unless we are in bed? I will never do such a thing. Promise, promise. All three conditions, promise. Now please come. And Urvashi happily agreed. And they were enjoying like anything. Urvashi and Maharaj Pururava, they were enjoying, enjoying, enjoying. Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam describes that sexual enjoyment is like itching a rash. It is itching so much. Only thing you can do is scratch it, scratch it, scratch it, itch it. But it is like a poison ivy rash. Have you ever seen what is poison ivy? My dear friends, I have treated so many patients with poison ivy. Poison ivy is a plant that grows in North America. You get exposed to it, you get an allergic reaction. Usually the next day, after 24 to 48 hours. You get a delayed allergic reaction and it manifests as a skin eruption, a rash, a reddish rash, and it is so itchy. It is so itchy. You have to scratch it. But every time you scratch it, whatever allergen has been deposited in the skin by the poison ivy plant, you are simply spreading it. And then that poison ivy rash comes on the other hand also. And you touch it anywhere else, it comes there also. And that becomes red and inflamed and pruritic, itching. You are itching everywhere. It becomes so bad that sometimes children, we have to tie them down. We have to restrain them. So they cannot scratch when they want to itch. They want to itch. Oh, itch, itch. We have to put people on steroids to reduce the inflammation of poison ivy. It just spreads everywhere. The more you scratch, the more you itch. It becomes more and more inflamed. But it feels so good to itch it. Scratch it. Feels very good. But what is the end result? The rash has become worse. Now the skin is bleeding. The rash has spread. Horrible. Sensual enjoyment, sense gratification is exactly like a poison ivy rash. You make the rash decision to scratch the rash and the rash just spreads. There is no end. It is not a sustainable enjoyment. You may think, let me succumb to my lust just this once. Nobody's watching. I will never do it. From tomorrow morning, I will wake up, take a bath and do Brahma Murti Japa. No, it doesn't work like that. Every time you succumb, you are creating those conditionings in your mind. You are feeding the bad dog. So they were enjoying, they were scratching that itch like anything. They were thinking, they were enjoying. But Indra could not tolerate to see Urvashi enjoying with another man, Pururava. So he sent two demigods. They came in the middle of the night when Pururava and Urvashi were enjoying. This story is not some erotic story I'm telling you, my dear friends. This is from the Amala Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto. Very, very instructive story. I love this story. It is the story of you and me. It is the story that is keeping us bound and imprisoned in this Maithunagar. You must hear the story again and again. The demigods came, and as Pururava and Urvashi were enjoying together at night, they came and they stole the two little lambs of Urvashi and started running away. And Urvashi noticed her lambs had been stolen. And she chastised Maharaj Pururava. You rascal, you are pretending to be a big, strong, handsome Kshatriya. You eunuch, you rascal, good for nothing, not fit to be a Kshatriya. My lambs have been stolen and you are sitting here enjoying. Rascal, go and save my lambs. You had promised me, otherwise I will leave you. Oh, I didn't realize I was so busy enjoying with you. Don't worry. I will take my sword in my hand and I will chase after those two thieves and I will bring your lamb back. Shut up. Don't talk. Go. Get my lambs first. Yes, I will go. He immediately jumped out of bed and started running. And he attacked those two demigods. Give the lambs back. The demigods simply smiled. They became self-effulgent and they flew and disappeared into the sky. Maharaj Pururava, with great joy, he captured both the lambs. Oh, my dear lambs, come. He brought them to the bedroom and he gave them back to Urvashi. Here are your lambs. I protected them. Why are you getting angry, darling? Don't get angry. Urvashi says, rascal, I told you never to appear naked in front of me. What happened was, when Urvashi instigated Maharaj Pururava to go and save those lambs, he forgot to dress up and ran naked. He ran naked and now he came naked with those two lambs. And Urvashi said, remember the third promise? I told you should never appear in front of me naked except when we are together. And now you are standing naked in front of me, so I will leave. And she took her lambs and left. Urvashi left Maharaj Pururava and Maharaj Pururava was crying. Oh, what will I do? How will I enjoy? I will search for Urvashi. All over the world he was searching. Nothing could satisfy him. He wanted Urvashi. He was searching for Urvashi everywhere, every nook and corner. He spent years looking for Urvashi. Imagine, here is a king of the world. He has so many responsibilities and duties to do, but like a madman, he is looking for Urvashi, 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 Urvashi.
We are supposed to look for Krishna. Kaha mora prananath murali vadan, kaha jahu kaha paun shri nandanandan. We are supposed to search for Krishna. The gopis are searching for Krishna. Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? And here, when we become Krishna bahirmukha jiva, anadi bahirmukh, when we become bahirmukh to Krishna, and we do bhoga vanchakari, we are looking for sense gratification, then we become like Maharaj Pururava, looking for Urvashi, 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 Urvashi. Finally, he came to Kurukshetra, Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra. In Kurukshetra, she saw Urvashi sitting with five different men. And he was so shameless. He went in front of five men. He went in front of Urvashi and said, Urvashi, I want to enjoy with you. I want to scratch my itch. Please come with me and enjoy with me. Please come with me. I will not come with you. No. Please don't reject me. Please come with me, Urvashi. Please, I want to enjoy. Please come with me. Such a shameless fellow. All right. I will come once a year. And I will spend one night with you. Once a year only. Go now. Oh, and Pururava is waiting like a madman. 364 days, 363 days, 362 days, 361 days, 360, 359. Each and every day he's counting. When will Urvashi come? When will that day come when I will unite with Urvashi? Urvashi, Urvashi, 10 days, 9 days, 8 days, 7 days, 6 days. She's coming. Let me start getting ready. 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days. Urvashi has come. Man, scratching the itch. Enjoying, thinking that I'm enjoying Urvashi and Maharaj Pururava. And in this way, once a year they would meet. And they had children also together. Once a year they would meet, and all year long he would be morose. He would be morose for that one day of happiness. So-called happiness, material enjoyment. And then Urvashi again left him. And again he was sad. Oh, what will I do without Urvashi? I want to enjoy. She's so beautiful. So much enjoyment meeting her. Entire Satya Yuga passed, my dear friends. And Treta Yuga started. Satya Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is, what is that? Kritaya Dhyayato Vishnum Tretaya Amyajato Makhai Dvapare Paricharyayam Kalautad Hari Kirtanad. In Satyayuga, the Yuga Dharma was meditation on Lord Vishnu. But our Pururava Maharaj was meditating on Urvashi. And now Treta Yuga started. And now the Yuga Dharma is Yajna Karma. To do Yajna, sacrifice. So he employed Brahmins to perform a sacrifice so he can get perverted reflection of Salokya Mukti. He wanted Salokya. He wanted to be on the same planet as Urvashi. So he could enjoy not having to wait on earth for 364 days, so that she will come for one day. No. He performed that Yajna in Treta Yuga so that he could be on the same planet as Urvashi. And then Ninth Canto describes, he successfully performed that Yajna and he attained to the planet of Urvashi. And there he lived with Urvashi and enjoyed sense gratification with Urvashi. Hare Krishna. My Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, was telling in a lecture that I read this story in Ninth Canto. And that's where the Ninth Canto chapter ends. Pururava Maharaj performed a yajna and attained the same planet as Urvashi and started living with Urvashi. Enjoying with Urvashi. And then the 10th Canto starts. And Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj was thinking, sitting in New Vrindavan in the 1970s, huh? How is this? This is Srimad Bhagavatam Amala Puranam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. It is dear to the Vaishnavas. It is a Paramhamsa Samhita. It is meant for Paramhamsas. What is the story teaching? How did the story end like this? Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj had to wait. Srila Prabhupada left this world after translating the first volume of 10th Canto. Then the GBC appointed His Holiness Hridayananda Das Goswami Maharaj, Dravida Prabhu, and our Gopi Pranadhan Prabhu to translate the remaining Srimad Bhagavatam. Then they did the second volume of 10th Canto. They did the third volume of 10th Canto. They did the fourth and the final volume of 10th Canto. And Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj still has this
question in his heart, what happened to Pururava Maharaj? Srimad Bhagavatam cannot end like this. It is the Amala Puran. Every story in Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us pure devotional service. And then BBT releases the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and Maharaj picks up and finds the Aila Geet in Uddhav Geet. So Pururava Maharaj was the son of Buddha and Ila. So because he was the son of Ila, he was called Aila. And in the 11th canto in Uddhav Geet, there is a chapter called Aila Geet. This Aila Geet is spoken by Aila, Maharaj Pururava, after enjoying with Urvashi for a long, long, long time on the heavenly planet. Maharaj Pururava realized sense gratification is not a sustainable enjoyment. What am I doing? This is nonsense. This is distasteful. I've wasted my life. And then he speaks the Aila Geet in the 11th canto, that my dear Krishna, I have given up your service and I have served these senses, but these senses have cheated me. They are like foxes. They have cheated me and they never become satisfied. They never become satisfied. It is like the poison ivy rash. And he gave up and took to devotional service and to Krishna. Aila Geet. Krishna reveals the culmination of the story of Maharaj Pururava in the 11th canto. And then Maharaj was very happy. But see, Maharaj had to wait for years. We are so fortunate that we get the entire set of Srimad Bhagavatam. We must take Bhagavatam to our heart and accept the message of Bhagavatam in the core of our heart and live our life with integrity. We must try to give up sense gratification and be in the higher association of pure devotees. And in this way, by constantly chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with faith and attention, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, intensifying our bhajan, we must make our life sublime. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, World Holy Name Week Festival ki jai, Shri Purushottam Adhik Mas ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments or corrections?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for a very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji. Very nice points. Thank you so much for stressing all those important points where we can remember all the day and always, so that, as you said, we can feed the good dog, not the bad one. So we can get more stronger spiritually. Thank you so much for reminding us again and again, Prabhuji. Very nice to hear from you. I request devotees at this point, if they have any questions or realizations, they can share. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. If there are no questions, then we can stop. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice.
Prabhuji, there is a question on the chat, if you can kindly.
There's a question?
On the chat.
On the chat? Okay, let me open the chat. One second. Can you please, Narhari Dev Prabhu, can you please tell the reference for the shloka you quoted, Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya? Hare Krishna Prabhuji, this is a very beautiful verse from Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati's Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita. Chaitanya Chandramrita. Shri Srimad Gaur Govinda Maharaj would chant it as part of his Mangalacharan before every class. So I got it from Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hema Vyadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Chandramrit Prabodhananda Saraswati. Thank you, Narhari Prabhu. You can Google it will show up. Just type Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. It will show up. Hari Hari. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bo.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.